friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Social media seems to hate Chris Pratt, and Joe Rogan thinks he knows why. His Christian faith. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. No one really ever has to ask the question, is Chris Pratt a Christian? The actor certainly doesn't keep his love of Jesus a secret. And popular podcaster Joe Rogan truly believes that's the reason Chris faces controversy and hate on social media so often. Chris Pratt, a Christian celebrity, often finds himself under attack online, and seemingly for no apparent reason. For example, the actor became dubbed the worst Hollywood Chris in an online poll, where many bashed him for his conservative views and love of Jesus. Others have flocked to Chris Pratt's Instagram account with a barrage of cruel comments regarding a lovely post about his wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger. We met in church. She's given me an amazing life, a gorgeous, healthy daughter. She chews so loudly that sometimes I put in my earbuds to drown it out. But that's love, he wrote. Her heart is pure and it belongs to me. Trolls began flooding Chris's sweet post with nasty comments. They suggested the Christian celebrity was shaming his ex-wife, Anna Faris, for their son's health struggles at birth. The actor later admitted the incident left him feeling upset and depressed. And so, as a Christian, Chris Pratt turned to Jesus for help. He spent some time in the woods listening to Christian music and reflecting on the incident, and God made sure to calm his troubled heart. I actually got emotional out in the woods. I just felt like there was another in the fire standing next to me, he said in an Instagram story. So I just want to say all glory to God. Joe Rogan believes the unnecessary Chris Pratt controversy is a direct result of the actor's openness about his Christian faith. Even Chris Pratt gets in trouble because he's not afraid to openly state that he's a Christian, Joe explained in one of his podcasts. It doesn't seem to matter that Chris Pratt, by all counts, seems to be a nice, upstanding kind of guy. Joe Rogan describes him as one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. He details how, despite his fame and success in Hollywood, Chris is a down-to-earth person who tries to show kindness to everyone. He's nice to everybody, Joe says. He sits at these cafeteria-style tables with everybody, with, you know, people from all walks of life. So then why are trolls going out of their way to attack this nice guy online? Joe Rogan believes it's because Chris Pratt is a Christian. He calls it a bully pile-on. That's what it is, Joe said in his podcast. You see someone being vulnerable and you could snipe at them, and you don't have any repercussions, and they're not in front of you, so you attack the guy, and he hasn't done nothing. The question, is Chris Pratt a Christian, is an easy one to answer. He mentions his faith frequently in interviews, speeches, and on social media. And because Chris Pratt refuses to keep his Christian beliefs to himself, Joe Rogan believes that makes him a target. He is one of the rare guys that's like, he's kind of outside of the lines in terms of his ideology, he said, explaining, he's a Christian and he's pretty open about it, and because of that, they attack him. Joe continued saying, it's something so simple. Like, he just believes in Jesus and he likes to be a good person. Christianity certainly seems to be under attack these days, and it's refreshing to see someone like Chris Pratt, who isn't letting his success in Hollywood stand in the way of giving glory to God. Jesus warned us that the world would hate his believers because it hated him first, but any suffering we endure in Jesus' name will be well worth it in the end. He alone can offer the grace and salvation this world cannot. Yes, and all whose purpose is to be living in the knowledge of God in Christ Jesus will be cruelly attacked. 2 Timothy 3:12. But if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. 1 Peter 3:14. For our light affliction, which is for the moment, works for us more and more exceedingly an eternal weight of glory. 2 Corinthians 4:17. Barista writes secret note on Starbucks cup of coffee to make sure young woman is okay. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A Starbucks cup of coffee can be a lifesaver in more ways than one. Not only does a hot cup of joe give us comfort and help us make it through our day, but as this story proves, it can be a way to send a life-saving message if needed. This story is absolutely incredible, and you may want to pass it on in case it saves another person in need. In this instance, a clever barista writes a secret note on a Starbucks cup of coffee to make sure a young woman is okay. A mother, Brandy Robertson, recently shared on her Facebook page how this barista stepped in to save her 18-year-old daughter's life. Since then, the now-deleted post has gone viral, being shared over 89,000 times. Brandy's daughter had been cramming at a Starbucks, as most college students do, in order to get through exams. This young girl had gotten her Starbucks cup of coffee and taken over a table with her books spread out. As she was deep in the trenches of studying, an older gentleman seemed enamored with her, and a barista took notice. She had been alone and deep into thought over her studies when a man approached the teenager and asked her what she was studying. The teen was polite and answered his questions, but tried to give the stranger the brush off. However, he didn't seem to take the hint. As he became louder and more animated, the barista became concerned and began to fear for the girl's safety. Brandy said, "She was sitting at her table alone studying, and this man came by and noticed what she was studying and wanted to talk to her about it. He, I think, just kind of became really loud and animated about it. But God used a barista to watch over her daughter." The barista didn't want to escalate the situation, and maybe, perhaps, he was misreading the whole scene. He then devised and executed a plan. He made a cup of hot chocolate and then wrote a hidden message on the side of the Starbucks cup and served the young lady. The note said, "Are you okay? Do you want us to intervene? If you do, take the lid off the cup." Brandy said her daughter never took off the lid because she knew she was safe in the coffee shop. What an incredible way to send a life-saving message, especially if the situation had turned for the worse. We can all take note of this barista's actions and do the same if we notice someone who may be in trouble. Brandy shared this to her Facebook page and added that she is thankful someone was watching over her daughter. "How grateful I am for people who look out for other people," Brandy wrote. God had definitely sent an angel to watch over her daughter that day. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Philippians 2:4.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.